Time now for business news. On Fridays, we discuss your money, but first, one company offers to settle fraud charges. The cable TV giant Adelphia Communications has agreed to pay $725 million to settle government claims stemming from an accounting and management scandal. If federal regulators approve the settlement, it could clear the way for the eventual sale of the company. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
Adelphia made the announcement in a routine filing, offering to settle with the Justice Department and the Securities and Exchange Commission to resolve an ongoing government investigation of the company. Robert Mintz heads the white-collar crime practice at the law firm of McCarter and English. He says the agreement approaches the $750 million settlement between the government and WorldCom, primarily because of the scope of fraud involved.
Historically, if you look at the size of these settlements, they are record-setting, but you have to look at it in context of the losses and the scandals that they're associated with.
Investors lost billions of dollars when Adelphia collapsed in 2002. Founder John Regis, along with one of his sons, was convicted last year of treating the publicly traded company like a personal piggy bank. The family siphoned off millions of dollars to pay for corporate jets, stock purchases, even a stake in a hockey team. Mintz says he expects the respective sides will sign off on the agreement.
There are still some hurdles that have to be passed in order to have this deal done, but it all sounds like the parties are moving towards a settlement. A year has passed since they started this negotiation process, and the government really will be looking to try to announce some kind of settlement and recover some money for the victims of this fraud.
The government would not confirm Adelphia's offer, but the bankrupt cable company has a powerful incentive to resolve the case since it's been looking to auction itself off. Time Warner is one of those involved in the bidding for Adelphia. The company this week agreed to its own settlement with the federal government, a $300 million payout to the SEC in connection with charges in inflated online ad revenues. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.